Victoria police are being forced to defend a growing number of complaints about racial discrimination and police brutality, especially from Melbourne's African community. There are a number of cases before the County Court and the Human Rights Commission, and one case ended last year with a confidential out-of-court settlement. The complainants say they're routinely subjected to racial abuse and excessive force from police officers. The Victorian police say they're responding to a sharp increase in crime being committed by African youths. This is the focus of Background Briefing this week, as Hagar Cohen reports.
In 2007, when Victoria police responded to a report of an armed robbery by a group of Somali youths, they came across two young African men who ran away as the police car approached them. The police gave chase. What followed became the subject of a civil action in the Victorian County Court. The two young men alleged they'd been falsely detained, beaten, and racially abused by police. They said they'd done nothing wrong. Their barrister, Dr. Josh Wilson SC, says he was shocked by the allegations.
The violence. I couldn't believe that these two guys had been subjected to so much physical violence in circumstances which, it seemed to me, was way overboard. There were four or five able-bodied, heavy, well-built police holding down a guy who was 5'10" and who at the time was a minor. It staggered me that he was subjected to what it seemed to me was way over the top police enforcement techniques, including the use of capsicum spray, including the use of a retractable battery stick.
Police defended the allegations over 16 days of court hearings last year. But there wasn't a verdict because the case was resolved with an out-of-court settlement. Assistant Commissioner of Victoria Police, Stephen Fontana, won't comment on this particular case, but he says there can be a number of factors involved when cases are settled.
Some of them are commercial decisions. Some of them are based on, yes, look, we've gone as far as we can. It's really these matters are best resolved out of court, and that's what the courts try to encourage.
Because it looks like police are wanting to avoid a judicial determination, a verdict in those instances.
No, that's not right. We're certainly not trying to hide behind payments that may be made during that settlement process.
Victoria Police statistics show that there's been a sharp rise in the crime committed by young African migrants in Melbourne. Assistant Commissioner Fontana says the crime figures justify an increased level of policing, but he denies there's racial targeting.
If I looked at just for the month of May, we've probably within Northwest Metro had about 22 robberies, armed robberies committed by persons of African descent. It's quite alarming, to be quite frank.
And so you're saying that those statistics justify a larger police presence in those areas?
Yes. The difficulty with it is our role is to ensure that we've got a safe community. And if we've got violent offending, we're obliged to do something to try and stop it.
Does that also mean that African youths are being stopped and searched by police more often than the wider population?
Not really. We check a lot of people. If there's offending by those particular groups within those areas, of course they're going to be the subject of police activity.
The young African people in Melbourne who Background Briefing spoke to say they're being targeted because of their race, not because they're crime suspects. 20-year-old Zakaria Matiang says he's being stopped and searched all the time.
It really takes the freedom out of, you know, just being able to move around, like, to go where you want to go.
How many times do you get stopped, like in a month, for example?
Me on a day, 3-4 times.
A day?
Yeah, a day. Every day, yeah. Well, there's another case too, like next to my house. I caught a night ride at home, which is like the night bus from the city. And then I jump off at next to my area there. And as soon as I hit like my block, police pulled me over again. Like I'm just walking home and they come up to me and they just start asking me like my name and all this stuff. And I didn't really want to give it to them, you know, because it was my right. But they were still trying to force me, like, to give it to them. Like, I kept on telling them I just want to go home. I'm just headed home, you know, like, what's wrong? What's the problem?
And what was the problem?
That's the thing they couldn't really tell me. They just... Well, it makes me vulnerable, like, to police. It makes me vulnerable.
There's a class action before the federal court involving 11 young migrants where Victoria Police are defending allegations of racial abuse and excessive use of force. One of the complainants is Daniel Hale-Michael.
The reason I got involved is I felt like there was an injustice that happened and that injustice, I felt, should be like dealt with by the law. You shouldn't let such a tragic, like a traumatic event, just go past without some justice occurring. And so being part of the class action brings it out into the open and out into public debate.
That's Danielle Hale-Michael ending that report from Hagar Cohen. And for that full report, tune into Background Briefing this Sunday at 8 a.m. right here on RN. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8:29.